Proverbs chapter 8, verses 22 to 36. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works. Before his deeds of old, I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning, before the world began. When there were no oceans, I was given birth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the earth or its fields or any of the dust of the world, I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundaries so the waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was the craftsman at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. All who hate me love death. Second reading is from James chapter 3, verses 13 to 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder in every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the wisest of them all? Would you say that you are wise? What about these? Ashley Madison, wise or not wise? Buying an investment property, wise or not wise? Getting involved in the school PNC, wise or not wise? If someone was to sum up your reputation in three words, would wise be one of those words? Would you want it to be? Wisdom is what we're thinking about this morning. So that's the next topic that James addresses. This is our sixth sermon in this series in James, in the letter of James. And it's all thinking about faith. And living out our faith all day, every day. So this morning, it's just six verses, and I've got 3 points. The first being, wisdom, not so much defined, but demonstrated by deeds. Verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. Now, does that surprise you? What James says there about wisdom? I'm thinking yes and no. Yes, it is surprising. I think because I think wisdom and I think wise words that someone would say, I think of knowledge and experience and wise words, good advice that comes with that. And James, like, what's he just been speaking about? 3, 1 to 12 is all about the tongue. He's been talking about words. He now talks about wisdom, but he's not talking about words here. He's talking about our deeds rather than words. So to me, that is a little bit surprising. But I'm thinking, no, this isn't surprising at all, because this is what James has been talking about all letter. In 1:22, There he says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, do what it says. And in 2:14, which we just read, 2:14, it says, what good is it if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? So you have faith? James says, show me. Show me your faith. You say you have faith. You have wisdom? James says, show me. You say wisdom, show me that you have wisdom. That's what he says. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. Wisdom, it's demonstrated in how you live, the decisions that you make, and the deeds that you do. So it's not just what you know, it's what we do with what we know. And it's not just making decisions for yourself, is it? What James is talking about here is doing good for others. Did you notice that? And what it says there in verse 13. And that tends to be, that's different, isn't it, to how we think about wisdom. We might think that it's good decisions that we make in our life, but this is talking about deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. So this is really thinking about the other person. So there it says humility or meekness, depending on what translation you've got. And it's the same word as gentleness in the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, the same word here, where it talks about humility or meekness, gentleness. And these can be seen as weakness, can't they? Meekness can be thought of as being weak. But I think it actually has to do with strength. I don't think meekness is weakness, because it does away with pride, it does away with your position, and it serves the other person. So to be able to do that, I don't think that's a sign of weakness. You got to be strong to be able to do that. Now Jesus is the perfect example of this, isn't he? Of humility, of meekness, of having that high position, but not using it for his own gain, using what he has, who he is, to serve other people. I got another example though, and from all accounts, this is true. When I first heard it, I thought, nah, surely that's not true, but followed it up, and it seems like this is true. All right, Richie McCaw and Dan Carter, two of the best All Black players like ever, two of the best rugby players of all time. McCaw, he's the most capped rugby player of all time. 142 games for New Zealand. Dan Carter, 107. Don't know what he's been doing. Right, they are the best. Well, they have been the best. And after a game, after another win, after another celebration with all the boys in the dressing room afterwards, you know what McCaw and Carter can be found doing? Cleaning the dressing room, sweeping it, and picking up rubbish. Right? These are two of the best rugby players ever. And at the end of a game, end of a celebration, they are there cleaning up the mess that they have made. Now that's extraordinary, isn't it? Now I've followed this through. This is true. They do this. They say we're no better than anyone else. Right? That's humility. That's meekness. It could be one reason why the All Blacks are so good. Why they're so good as a team. Because their captain, their most capped player, is not above jobs like this. But back to wisdom. Someone might say they are wise. James says, show it. Show me your deeds done in humility. It's like he says, I don't care how much you know. I want to see it in action. Show it in your life that you live. I don't care how much you know. Show us how much you really care. And that's powerful, isn't it? That's sobering. It makes me look in the mirror at myself and think, is this me? Is this us? Are we wise? Based on what James says here, that it is to be wise. So a second point to make, it's not wise to be number one. Now this goes pretty much against everything that you hear in the world. The world says, look after yourself. Constantly hear messages. You are the most important person in the world. You know, always remember that ad, it's pretty dated now. But it says, the most important person in the world, you. And it's little wonder, in a few verses, when we get on to 4:1, it's little wonder that it then talks about fights and quarrels. Right? That's going to happen when everyone thinks that they are number one. When everyone thinks that they are the most important person in the world, that's going to lead to fights and quarrels. Right? When everyone thinks they are the king, and that they are the center of the world and everything revolves around them, right, we're going to have a clash of worlds. Everyone thinks that they're number one. That's not going to work. But it's what the world tells us, isn't it? It's all about you. Whatever is best for you. Or we're told you deserve it. And we're told you decide what's right. There is no right way. You decide. Whatever is right for you, that is right. That's what we're told. I'm going to show a short ad, which I have used before, but I think this illustrates the point. Now, I don't know if this is serious or satire, but it makes the point.
I am king.
Master of my destiny.
Ruler of my fate.
The gold I use is mine, not borrowed.
I shall live within my means.
When vain desire raises its head, I shall cut it off.
Not with a sword of steel, but with a will of iron.
I am king.
I march to the beat of my own drum.
I fly the flag of need, not greed.
I am king.
I dare you to tell me otherwise.
I hold the reins.
I press the buttons.
I call the shots.
I bow to no one.
I am free.
I am king.
Now, maybe it is mocking it a little bit, but it's true, isn't it? Like, we think we are king, that's what we're told, and we'll do whatever we like. Right? Selfish ambition. James goes on and speaks about our selfish ambition. And what he says, it's not very PC. He says it's earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. That's what he says. Right? And it results in disorder and evil practice. So let me read it, verse 14 to 16. But if you harbour bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it and so deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. Pretty strong words, aren't they? Yeah, selfish ambition. Thinking only about yourself. Earthly. Thinking only about this world. The here and now. Unspiritual. Thinking only about the material, not the spiritual. And demonic, of the devil. Well, that's strong language. But James, he doesn't shy away from it, does he? The lies of this world, or the half-truths that Satan is so good at telling us. Half-truths. Now, the world might say, look after yourself. It's about you. But James says no. James says no, it is not wise to be number one. Because we're not. We're not number one. Right? It just makes no sense for everyone to be walking around as number ones. And it only leads to disorder and evil. That's what he says, verse 16. Where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. Well, James has an alternative. Verse 17, he speaks of the wisdom that comes from heaven. So the third point, it is wise to be self-giving. This is wisdom, according to James. Now, it's not the common message of the world, but the gospel teaches us that it's not all about us, it's about him. Ephesians 1, verse 10, tells us what God is doing. His plan is to bring all things, everything, under the rule of Christ. All right, he is number one. He is at the center. He is to be at the center. But the world teaches something opposite. So you see this little picture that's going to come up. This is what the world teaches, that you are number one. You are at the center. It's all about you. Look after yourself and those who are closest to you. Maybe do good to others, but it's about you. Right, but God, he teaches this. God is number one. Jesus, he is the one who is at the center. Which means our life, it's not all about us. We're to be one of these other circles focused on him. It's about him. It is not about us. Now, for how long was it thought that the sun revolved around the earth? Right, that was common thinking for how long? And it's easy to think that that's the case, isn't it? Because we see that the sun is moving. We see it rise each day. Well, some of us do. We see it set each day. But no, it's the earth that orbits around the sun. All right, in the year 1543, Copernicus tried to say this. That we're not at the center. Earth isn't at the center, but we're actually moving around the sun. All right, but he waited till his deathbed before he said it, because that's how radical that idea was. All right, I think it was nearly 100 years later when Galileo, he openly stated that it is the earth that revolves around the sun. But I don't know if this is true. I read, for him making that statement, he spent the rest of his life in house arrest for making such a claim. All right, we think we're at the center, that it's all about us, but no. Our God is at the center, and we feel like we revolve around him. Right? That is how this world is set up. And it's not how most of us think. Our default position is sin, is us number one. But no, God is at the center. When you think about it, it does make sense. He made the world. He made us. He made everything in the world. It's about him, not us. The wisdom of the world puts us at the center. The wisdom of God puts himself, puts his son at the center. And the wisdom that comes down from heaven, verse 17, that sounds very much like Jesus, doesn't it? What about the reading that Valerie did from Proverbs 8? What is that talking about? Is that talking about God? Is it talking about wisdom? Is it talking about Jesus? I'm going to have a read of those verses again. What are these verses talking about? Proverbs 8 from 22. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works. Who is this? Before his deeds of old, I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning before the world began. When there were no oceans, I was given birth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the earth or its fields or any of the dust of the world, I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary so the waters could not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was the craftsman at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore it. Blessed is the person who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms themselves. All who hate me love death. What is that talking about? Here in Proverbs, it's wisdom. It's wisdom that is personified. It's Jesus, isn't it? Jesus is that wisdom. Jesus is wisdom from above who came to earth. And verse 17 of James 3, doesn't that perfectly sum up who Jesus is? But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. That's Jesus. All those things is Jesus. Jesus are totally self-giving, totally giving of himself to the point of death on the cross, which is foolishness to the world, but to us being saved, that is the power of God, that the Son of God would die on a cross to forgive our sins. Now 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30 says that Jesus has become for us wisdom from God. So to be wise is to align yourself with him and to be like him. Pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial, sincere. That is wisdom. Wisdom from above. It is Jesus. And it is to be us as well. If you're a believer in Jesus, we are now in Christ, so we are to be marked by these same characteristics of Jesus. As we cultivate our faith, as we grow in the likeness of Christ, we will grow into these things. So let me finish. It is wise to be a person of peace. to not let the sun go down while you're still angry. It is wise not to judge people on how they look. It is wise to be a blessing to other people, to give to other people. It is wise, men, to ask this: what can I do today so my wife, your wife, feels loved? It is wise, You finish the line. What is it for you to be wise? May we as a church, may we know what it is to be wise, because we know the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is wisdom. May we show that wisdom in our good life and in deeds done in humility. Amen.